Welcome to A Conversation with a Black Businesswoman with me, your host, Lillian Oliveri. Well, we've been really busy, and hence why we've been quiet on the podcast front for just over a month, as it's been really hectic with the self-assessment submissions, which took place January 2024. Then we had the spring budget with some key changes. And now we're approaching another tax year end, which is the 5th of April 24. And in addition to that, I've been dealing with some personal family health issues as well. But nonetheless, we'll be back. We'll be back with our podcast with guests from April onwards. But this episode serves as a reminder of what you can still do before the end of the tax year, that is the 5th of April, and also looking at some of the key changes from the spring budget. So let's first look at the tax year approaching. I've already sent out emails to my clients of what they can do just before the end of the tax year, which is the 5th of April 2024, to reduce their personal income tax liability. So things like pay into a pension. Note, I can't advise on which pension to opt for, as I'm not FCA registered or a qualified financial advisor. And as such, please speak with a qualified financial advisor. So I make suggestions as pay into a pension, and also if you have spare cash, pay into a cash ISA, as you'll earn tax-free interest. Best way to decide on pensions, best pensions and cash ISAs, if you don't have a financial advisor, is to check out the Money Saving Expert websites for recommendations, especially on ISAs that are around. Other riskier approach to reducing your income tax liability include investing in things like EIS, SEIS and VCTs. And EISs are enterprise investment schemes. SEISs are seed enterprise investment schemes, and VCTs are venture capital trusts. So again, speak with a qualified financial advisor, as these are riskier investments, but may result in 30% or 50% being deducted from your income tax liability based on what you invest. So for example, if you were to pay, for example, £2,001 into an EIS, you'll have £600 deducted from your tax liability. So that's 30% of £2,001. Note, with these investments, it is key or a requirement that the investment is held for 3 years and you don't take it out, hence it triggers off tax liabilities. So that is for EIS and SEIS, the investment has to be held for 3 years, whereas with VCTs they can be held for 5 years. As always, please speak with a qualified financial advisor, but those are quite good ways to reduce your income tax liability. Another way, which a lot of people don't realise, is actually donations. If you donate to a charity, a registered charity, make sure that you sign their gift aid form, and that when you donate to a charity, that actually helps to bring down your income tax liability. And how that works is when you donate, it basically extends the basic band of tax that you pay. So, for example, the basic band in the UK at the moment is £37,700. So whatever you donate, that band expands so that you avoid the next band rates and therefore reduce your tax liability that way. So look at charities that are close to your heart, that you're keen of donating to. It may be a one-off donation or it may be a regular donation. So that is another way of reducing your tax liability. So let's have a look at some of the changes that took place in the spring budget. I'm not going to go over all of it, but just some key ones that stood out for me. The VAT threshold, which has been at £85,000 for a long, long time, has now been increased to £90,000, and that will be from the 1st of April. And this is going to have a huge impact for small business owners who were probably scared of going into the tax band rate, the VAT threshold rate. of 85,000, that's now increased by 90,000. I mean, speaking with some clients, they actually think it should be a lot higher, but it is what it is. So it's at 90,000 at the moment, and that will be helpful for a lot of small business owners in the UK. Employees will see their national insurance cut by 2p from April 2024. And you may say 2p, but listen, in the climate that we're in, every little helps. And then also for the self-employed, the NIC is now reduced to 6% from April, which is, again, another big help for those who are self-employed. So those were just some of the synopsis, just a synopsis of what's been going on. As I said, we'll be back fully next month. It'll be a fun podcast next month. So we'll be looking at a specific business owner who's a love coach. We've had her on the podcast before, and she'll be doing part two, and it'll be a fun one. So I won't give away too much, but listen out for that next podcast. And then just to close, I've just been thinking about purpose. And I was sitting in my church recently and listening to a share. And what came to mind was about, you know, what's the purpose of me being in, as a business owner? And sometimes we can get caught up about increasing profit, increasing our cash flow or improving our cash flow, increasing our client base. And it's all about increase. And while that there's nothing wrong with that, I do think there has to be more to that. And I know that that is important as a business owner, because you don't want to be doing business and just constantly making a loss and don't have any cash flow. There's no sense in that. But it can't be the only reason why I'm in business. And listening to a share, it just made me really reflect on why am I doing what I'm doing. And a lot of people ask me, how are things since I've started my business in 2021? And my response is always the same. I really love what I do. And what that is helping people. I love helping people with their business finance and personal finance to the extent of, you know, the extent of the personal finance, the relationship with the business that it has with it. And I just really love helping people and I really enjoy doing that. And the key point for me is whatever you decide to do, whether or not it is as an entrepreneur, it is to do it out of passion and out of purpose, the desire to help others. It's not always about you. We don't live in the world for ourselves. Well, that's what I believe. I don't just live for myself. We live to support and help others in whatever form that is. So let's be there for others, but not at the detriment of our sanity or health rights, but do it out of love. Anyway, this was a very brief episode, as I don't want it to sound like a monologue. But as always, I hope this brief episode was helpful. Share, listen to previous episodes and follow us on your preferred podcast provider. And until next time, take care.